To hear punk rock legend and spoken word artist Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys tell it, Pueblo photographer John Suhey is one of the greatest undiscovered photographers in the United States.
If he'd been based in or had a hotshot agent in New York or Los Angeles or something, there'd be several different coffee table books of his work out by now.
Now 90 years old, Suhey was a steel mill worker in Pittsburgh who came to Pueblo in the mid-1950s to work at CF&I. Though he had no formal training, he always had a camera in hand, and Pueblo quickly became his muse.
John is focused on Pueblo.
That's Gina Brenneman, former curator at the Sangre de Cristo Art Center and now the curator at the Harwood Museum in Taos. She introduced Biafra to Suhey after he performed in Pueblo in 2004. Biafra was immediately smitten by his photographs.
Everything he shot extremely well.
Biafra not only bought a stack of prints, but agreed to help Brenneman organize a one-man retrospective of Suhey's work that same year. To help print Suhey's work for the show, Brenneman tapped professional photographer and UCCS instructor Carol Das. Das says she was stunned when she first saw some of the thousands and thousands of images he had stored in his filing cabinets.
I look at these images and I think that they are right up there with, you know, Walker Evans or, you know, a lot of the great FSA photographers, you know, Arbus.
The images range from portraits to nature shots, ghost towns, and accidents, but it's Suhey's candid shots on Pueblo streets and at the state fair that often garner the most attention. Their visual rhymes and subtle juxtapositions would be impossible to fully appreciate without seeing them. But the awe and bemusement they inspire among Biafra, Brenneman, and Das gives some sense of how unforgettable they are.
There was one of this odd person in one of those knit hats made out of beer cans and stuff, staring at a painting in a gallery of another odd person. She looks kind of like this person. And it's just priceless. And I mentioned that when he said, I waited all day for that person to show up.
One of the images I pulled out was a woman, a beautiful, beautiful, tall, long-legged woman with a beehive, kind of 1960s. She had this long silk gown and embroidered. I mean, it was just like haute couture times 10 in the middle of Pueblo. And she was standing in front of the steel mill and her arms were raised like just completely up to the sky and her palms were out towards the sky. So there's this, you know, beautiful, really well-dressed woman with coiffed completely and standing in front of the steel mill. And the juxtaposition of that was just, it was outrageous. It was wonderful. It was one of the best images I'd ever seen.
One of my favorites where the man is laying down prone by an empty garbage can and there's this, you know, perfectly centered tree trunk, and there's the trunk of this man in a suit with, you know, nice shoes on, just passed out. I mean, he could be dead. Who knows?
A formidable man with a gentle spirit who always wore blue jeans, Suhey liked to get dirty. Maggie Dyvelbiss, the former director of the Sangre de Cristo Art Center, remembers meeting him for the first time at the old dump where the museum would eventually be built. She then helped bring him on as the first artist in residence and official photographer when the building opened in 1972. His photographs, she says, are as much a reflection of his character as they are of Pueblo.
When I went to work there, John came to me and said, you know, I need to have a refrigerator in my photography studio. And I said, why do you need a refrigerator? Oh, he said he wanted to store film. But actually, later on, after I'd been there a little while, I realized that really what he wanted to store was beer and kielbasa and cheese, and that's what he did.
As freewheeling as he was, Suhey also had to take his fair share of commercial and insurance work to pay the bills, says Brenneman. But no matter the subject, he always managed to bring his fearless eye to all that came before his lens.
It was like he was almost meant to be there taking pictures. Just a real natural.
Das and Dyvelbiss agree.
He was obviously somebody that really just looked.
All I can say is that we have always felt that John just had a good eye.
For his part, Jello Biafra strongly believes Suhey's work deserves to be nationally, if not internationally, recognized.
I do think it's important that he be known outside of Pueblo simply because his work is so good. And if people like me get this much out of it, then other people will too.
Gina Brenneman is more sanguine. She believes Suhey's contributions to Pueblo and the region are invaluable no matter who else knows about him.
He's not out to make it big internationally at all. He just wants really to dissect the community he lives in, and he just really captured the spirit of Pueblo, Colorado.
And until the word gets out, Suhey will remain a local treasure. For Western Skies, I'm Noel Black.